I thought we had a good practice today. The guys, it's something they're not used to practicing on a Thursday, obviously. But I thought we got a lot of things accomplished, and it's good to have our owner, Mr. Ross, was here at practice today and spoke to the guys. And as I told the team, Steve's been supportive throughout the entire season and has always had great confidence in this team. And so we're excited about the game on Sunday. I don't think so. I mean, I think, we talked about what type of game we got to play against these guys and the challenges that they present. They're a good football team. They're obviously playing better than they did when we went up there and played them December 1st. And but I think they were very focused today in practice. We finished 5 minutes ahead of schedule, which, again, is one of the barometers, not the only one, but a barometer that the focus was good and the concentration was good. So. Yeah, again, he just has a lot of faith and confidence in the guys. And, I'm going to leave any of the other specifics out. But the guys were, glad to see him.
What was the energy level like out there? Switching the schedule and coming off of Christmas and things like that.
I thought it was very good. You know, today's an important practice. Do a lot of third down work, a lot of red zone work, which are two critical parts of the ball game. And as I said, I thought the speed, the tempo, the concentration. As I've said to you guys many times, the look teams are really, really important, not just this week, every single week. And I thought they did a good job too.
How important is making the playoffs, whether you go one and done or whether you make a run? How important is just simply making the playoffs towards putting a stamp of legitimacy on all the work you put in since training camp began?
We're really focused on, we got this game at 1 o'clock against our division rival at home. It's an important football game. It's important as a football team to finish strong. We talked about playing our best football of the year in December. We've won 3 out of 4, and we need to go out there and play our best game of the year. And I think everything else will take care of itself from there.
But do you think it is important for this franchise to make that step to make the playoffs?
At the press conference, I talked about building a team that was going to consistently compete for championships. And Sunday at 1 o'clock, we have to play our best game of the year. That's what's really important.
Your defense has made a lot of clutch plays this season. How do you feel about their ability to do that? Do you have faith in them and, fourth quarter game on the line, that they're going to come up with plays?
Definitely. Yeah, we practice that stuff all the time. We practice last plays of the game. Every single week, we've done a ton of two-minute work, and I have a lot of faith in these guys. They prepare well. They've competed hard, and definitely have confidence in them.
What's your breakdown on Anthony Cromartie and the Jets cornerbacks? Have you seen anything different from the filmer in the last few weeks, just looking at the film, than you saw on the other guys?
He seems like he's playing a little more comfortable, a little more confident, and they do a good job in their secondary. They give you a variety of different looks, a lot of different coverages. They don't press every single play, but they're good when they do. They play off sometimes. They play press. They'll give you some cloud. They'll press and bail out of there. So they do a lot of different things that you have to be ready for. You have to prepare for, and I think both of those guys are playing well. The elimination of penetration, I think, as I've said many, many times, that's the number one detriment to a productive running game is penetration. And whether it's on the point of attack, whether it's on the backside, doesn't really matter. So I think that was the number one difference why we had success.
Joe, Brian McKinney was saying he thought the Bills knew the Ryan Tannehill's cadence. Is that an issue? Do you feel a reason? Do you see the legitimacy of what he was saying?
We used a variety of snap counts in that game, as we do each and every game.
It wasn't a problem at all, you don't think?
Again, we use a variety of cadence. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. At times, as other opponents and as we have at times the defense times things up very well. We've done it to opponents at times, and opponents have done it to us.
So what do you see out of their passing game? You said Geno can play a little bit better, but their receivers, Antonio Holmes,
Yeah, you know, it's a good group. You know, Nelson's playing well, big guy, and seems to be progressing nicely. You know, Curley's kind of one of those tough, competitive, smart player, good hands, finds a way to get open. And Holmes has got that game-changing type of impactful play ability. So it's a good group. And Winslow and Cumberland are doing a nice job at the tight end position. So and I think they're doing some smart things with their quarterback. He's playing better.
In regards to Jelani Jacobs, he's been playing more recently. I know he was playing earlier before the foot injury. What is the biggest area of growth that you've seen from him?
I think just the confidence level of getting out there. And we have a variety of different calls. I think he just feels better about the checks, the adjustments, you know, how emotion may change his assignment or offset back may change his assignment. I think he's gotten more repetitions, and that's led to him feeling – a little more confident and comfortable with the various calls in the scheme. Well, we talked to the team about we've got to do a better job protecting the quarterback and pressuring the quarterback. You know, we had one sack on defense and we gave up 7 last week. You know, so you know, we have to do a better job. We have to protect the quarterback better, and we've got to pressure their quarterback better.